And that's the same thing. If they kill the market for sugar cane in the southern part of Louisiana and Florida, you're going to pay $1 a pound for sugar. And it's getting there fast. Because your sugar house has to make money. They're not going to operate it, they lose. A farmer, sure, I bought this property, I'm going to stick it out as long as I can hold out. But it's getting to the point. The big boys are starting to get out. And when your big boys are going to get out, your sugar house is going to fail. Now, if plenty of small boys get out too, I call small operators, they're going to stop. The sugar mill won't be able to get enough sugar to keep grinding all the 24 hours. And it costs money to keep that mill going with steam without using it. Because your gas is so high, your natural gas. And you cannot stop steam for 1 hour and start the next hour. You got to continue your steam. You know that yourself.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Common sense tell you that.
You mean, do they crank that thing up and just go?
24 hours a day.
For how long? How many months?
As long as 3 months. Well, they count the grinding 60 days, working days.
Did you ever work in one of them? Or?
Yes, I worked in summer. Not in that.
I was going to say, they don't run in the summer, do they?
Yeah, well, the sugar house I sell to refines and makes white sugar. Now, the majority of your sugar houses, your small sugar houses, just makes dark sugar, brown sugar. You don't have to cook it as long. You can wash it and everything else.
Yeah. What's the difference between brown sugar and white sugar? I hear all sorts of stories that brown sugar is better for you.
Well, brown sugar is not as clean as white sugar.
You don't eat it, or?
Yeah, you can eat it.
It's not as clean.
No, because it hasn't been washed as many times.
Yeah. But it's just as good. I mean, it doesn't hurt you, does it?
No. Because it's been cooked. But brown sugar, to me, it's not edible because I've been living it all my life. I know where it comes from. It's to me, it's dirty. I might be, I've eaten it.
Yeah.
But white sugar, it's been washed.
Is it chemically different, white sugar?
Well, you see what people don't know. You got different kind of sugar. Your sugar cane is sugar.
You plant different kinds of cane?
No. But you can make different kind of sugar. Make different grades.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that.
And your sugar cane sugar, what they make here, especially the fact that I'm sending to, it's 99.9% sugar. Now some sugar, they might take molasses and keep washing it and pass it in a clarifier and get another green on it, but it's not going to be that crystal green white sugar. And you're going to think that, I don't know all the names of sugar. One time I used to work at Supreme, and in summer I worked there, and I knew the different kinds of good packs. Well, you have, around here, you have Supreme, White Gold, and different, or what you call. But you might get your White Gold. I'm just naming. I don't know. I can't clarify it. I can't verify that, but you might get a White Gold sugar. Oh, you're going to say, man, I'm going to buy this sugar. It's so much cheaper. It's cheaper, but deep down, you're not going to sweeten stuff more than you. You're going to lose money because it won't sweeten your, whatever you want to sweeten, sweet as sugar cane sugar, what they call the first sugar.
Yeah.